The future of mental health provision in Great Yarmouth and Waveney will be discussed at a public meeting in Lowestoft this evening as part of a 12-week consultation. It's likely to be a heated event, as a protest rally is being held beforehand by those opposed to cuts to local mental health services, particularly at Carlton Court Hospital. In a couple of minutes, we'll speak to one of the people involved in the protest, but first, let's hear from Andy Evans, Chief Exec of Health East, who are responsible for commissioning health provision in the area. He had this to say to me earlier.
The consultation is about proposals Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust, the Mental Health Trust, have put forward as part of the implementation of their service strategy to change the way mental health services are provided in Great Yarmouth and Waveney. And we want to know what the public think about those proposals before we decide on our commissioning of mental health services for the future.
Bob Blizzard, the prospective parliamentary candidate for Waveney, says that patients are suffering already and that they're being sent out of the area and even turned away when they need help.
I know Mr. Blizzard thinks that, but this public consultation is about looking forward to how services are commissioned in the future. Now, clearly, when you're looking at the future, you always look back at the past, but we have some proposals that have been made to us, and we want to understand what the public think about them. So I'm sure when they do respond to us, they will bear in mind what they've experienced themselves, what they've heard from others, and indeed what Mr. Blizzard has to say about it.
And just before our conversation this afternoon, I received a copy of a press release from nurses in the area saying that this proposal is not a plan or suggestion at all. A plan or suggestion describes an action going to be taken in the future.
It is a set of proposals which we, the CCG, are wanting to hear the public's view on. I can be absolutely categorical that no decision has been made. We will listen to what people say, and that includes GPs locally, all the local clinicians, as well as the public. And then the governing body of the CCG will think about what they've heard and will make an independent decision on what we think is best for the people of Great Yarmouth and Waveney in terms of their mental health services. So I would encourage all groups and individuals to respond to the consultation.
What sort of response have you had so far?
Well, actually, we've been open to comment only about a fortnight, and we've already had in the order of 200 responses. So I think that's a pretty good number at this stage of a consultation, and I expect that we will get good numbers. What is interesting is that it's quite clear from those first 200 that people understand the issues. And we've actually posed the questions in the consultation document, which allows them to give us their views. And they've been very balanced views so far. So I'm very encouraged by that.
Well, let's get the views now of Terry, who's involved in this evening's protest. Thank you for being with us on the programme, Terry.
Hello.
Who are the group that you're speaking on behalf of on BBC Radio Suffolk this evening and indeed tonight?
We're the Campaign to Save Mental Health Services in Norfolk and Suffolk. So we're service users, carers, and staff and concerned members of the public.
We just heard there from Andy Evans, who's adamant that decisions have not already been made. What do you think about that?
That's incredible, because if you visit our website, you'll see the open letter that was issued by nurses who are currently caring for patients from Yarmouth and from Waveney, because the two wards that they're consulting over the closure of have already closed. The wards are closed, the beds are empty, and the staff have either been made redundant or are working elsewhere. So how can you consult on something that happened in November of last year? It's a North Korean-style consultation. It's not any meaningful kind of consultation as we might expect in England.
Clearly you feel very strongly about this, hence the reason you're taking part in this protest tonight. What do you hope that will achieve, though?
Well, what we hope to do is just to draw attention to the fact that these proposals, if you read the document, I mean, how our open letter came about is that the that nurses in Norwich read the document and couldn't understand it. They were so confused. And if we can draw attention to the fact that the proposal has already been implemented and that apparently these improvements are actually £3.7 million of cuts, which is a cut of 21.4% in the adult acute service budget at a time of rising demand, hopefully we'll be able to go and get some, you know, Nick Clegg and Norman Lamb's talk about equality of funding for mental health. But actually what's happened is people have been told they're improvements and they're actually cuts. So essentially, the mental health services in Norfolk and in Suffolk are in crisis at the moment, and we don't want to see a mid-staffs type situation in mental health.
How concerned are you that people who actually work within the service are a bit worried, they fear about speaking out?
Nearly everybody's worried about it. There are a few people who feel they can speak out, but people are very wary and have been pulled to, we know of members of staff and governors who've been pulled to one side and concerns have been raised about their participation in the campaign.
So they have every right to be worried then, do they?
To a degree, but what I would say, obviously, is it's a campaign as we are with many hundreds of people. There is strength in those numbers, and while it's one or two people, perhaps perhaps they can be bullied or cajoled. But I think that there's a force in numbers, and the fact that the coalition is so broad. You know, interestingly, we had a tweet from Ben Gummer, the Conservative MP, last week, saying that he was raising issues around the trust. We've had Labour politicians, Liberal Democrat politicians, and people who generally aren't interested in politics at all, but are very interested in health. So I think as long as we all speak, then hopefully our voice will be heard and we will be reasonably safe.
Terry, thank you very much indeed for taking time out to join us on the programme.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.